At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, and so should your loan rate. CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.9% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR car, 6.5% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good morning and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates in Ghana. 16 regions get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, World Bank affirms ongoing cooperation with Ghana despite controversial passage of the anti-LGBTQ bill. We have details of the official stance on the controversy surrounding the passage of the bill. Meanwhile, pressure continues to pile on President Akufo-Addo to assent to it as the office of the chief imam questions Ghana's independence if it cannot pass laws to protect hair culture.
So where is our independence? That is one of our major worries, because now it's not even about our concern and feelings as citizens of this country, but because a certain pressure from outside.
Also, John Mahama to unveil running mate later today to put to rest the suspense of who will support him in the upcoming general election.
This slot is reserved for an individual who will complement the vision of the president.
In business,
we have more from Talu Oil, as it shows that it has turned the corner despite challenging years, as it looks forward to some promising time this year.
And in our Ghana Man series, we put a spotlight on the Kintampo waterfalls in the Bono East region, where 7 years ago, 20 revelers lost their lives. We have details of these and more coming up with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Please stay. And in our first story, despite speculation that the World Bank might reduce aid to Ghana following the passage of the controversial Human Sexual Rights and Family Values Bill, the bank maintains its long-standing relationship with the country. The Finance Ministry in Ghana expressed concerns about potential financial challenges if the bill becomes law due to international criticisms and possible sanctions. However, a World Bank spokesperson clarified that the institution does not recognize the bill and continues to cooperate with Ghana on development program. Blessed Suga has more.
The World Bank, in an email correspondence, says it has, quote, a long-standing and productive relationship with Ghana, end quote. Responding to their position on the passage of bill, the Britain Watch Institution says, quote, the bill has not yet been signed into law. We generally do not comment on bills, unquote. It remains unclear if the financial institution may take a more punitive approach if the bill becomes fully enacted.
Away from that, pressure continues to mount on President Akufo-Addo to give his assent to the bill. The spokesperson of the National Chief Imam, speaking in an interview with my colleague Evans Mensah, questioned Ghana's independence if the president fails to assent to the bill due to external pressure. He wants the president to leave a positive legacy by assenting to it.
So where is our independence? That is one of our major worries. Because now it's not even about our concern and feelings as citizens of this country, but because a certain pressure from outside, which didn't begin today, now under this circumstance, IMF is also bringing its pressure to bear on us. So it means that as a nation, we are not truly, truly, truly independent. So why are we celebrating all these things if we cannot determine things about our nation on our own, but we have to really succumb to the pressure of external forces? Then we are not truly independent, And tomorrow's independence celebration, therefore, will not have any meaning to any citizens of this country. So therefore, the president has only this opportunity this year to assent to this bill into law, so that even in the event of the fact that our economic situation has worsened, at least future generation of children in this country will remember him for one thing.
Meanwhile, the son of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, the first president who declared Ghana's independence, attributed the nation's predicament to a lack of vision and inadequate leadership from successive governments over the years. He spoke to my colleague Elton Broby on The Pulse.
Ross, I think what is lacking in Ghana and the leadership in Ghana today is that we don't have a vision. We have political structures, we have political parties that are fairly strong. I mean, the dominant MPP and NDC.
Okay.
But they are unable to produce leadership that and has a vision to really push this country forward.
Right.
So what we have is that parties with big support, but unfortunately they are not able to serve the interests of the country and they end up engulfed in corruption and so on.
Away from that, the minority in parliament wants immediate dissolution of the National Cathedral Board while demanding transparency regarding all private donations received by the secretariat since the project's inception. Led by Notong MP Samuel Okudjeto Ablakwa, a group of NDC MPs visited the cathedral site on Independence Day to symbolically inaugurate the unfinished project, emphasizing the government's failure to fulfill its commitment. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Kwekwa Santi has more.
The National Cathedral is expected to be officially commissioned on March 6, 2024.
Finance Minister Ken Ofori-Atta promised in 2021 that the National Cathedral project will be commissioned on the 6th of March, 2024. Today is the 6th of March, and the National Cathedral is still at the foundation level.
Don't hit anybody.
NDC MPs, led by Noftong MP Samuel Okudjeto Ablakwa, went to the site of the cathedral to do what they called a symbolic commissioning. But when they got there, they will not be allowed in by a group of security men and women led by a military man who said they had instructions not to allow the MPs.
Please, Sami, hold on.
Tell us who is in charge.
Please.
Samuel Okudjeto Ablakwa made a number of demands.
We are demanding full accountability on what happened to our 58,141,509 United States dollars and 52 cents. We are demanding that the Board of Trustees of the National Cathedral should be dissolved without delay. We are calling on all the prosecutorial institutions to immediately commence the prosecution of all those who have caused this gross financial loss to the state.
Quick question to you with that report. Our election headquarters is brought to you by Pretasol and Chartered Institute of Management and Accountants. And today, the suspense surrounding the choice of Iranian mate for opposition leader John Mahama will come to an end. After nearly a year, Mr. Mahama has finally made his decision after consultations and will present his nominees to the top hierarchy of the party today. Meanwhile, the Electoral Commission will meet with all political parties at IPAC to address concerns about the electoral processes leading up to the December election, including the delay in releasing the election calendar. Samuel Mbura has more.
Today's agenda includes two vital meetings. The Council of Elders will first deliberate on the issues, followed by the National Executive Committee to assess the presented nominations and grant approval. One notable person who has been highly tipped is Professor Jane Nana Opoku-Agyeman.
There was some impact being made, you know, by the running mateship of, you know, Prof. Nana Jimensa. So I really don't think that there will be any changes. I'll be shocked if there is any change.
I believe the choice of a female running mate shows a commitment to gender equality and participation in leadership.
NDC believes the selection will complement John Dramani Mahama's vision, as explained by Mustafa Gbandi, Deputy General Secretary of the party.
This slot is reserved for an individual who will complement the vision of the president.
Pollster Ben Epson weighs in on the ideal personality to boost John Mahama's candidacy.
Yes, they can't pick another Northerner. And in the situation that they are faced, I think that Prof. Nana, with his experience and exposure, would be their best bet.
In contrast, the governing MPP seems unfazed by the potential nominee, as Nana Kumia states the party's position.
I understand they will be announcing, I understand they will give it to the woman professor.
They are giving it to Nana?
Yes.
That's what you know?
Yes.
As anticipation builds, all eyes are on the NDC for the big announcement.
Samuel Limbura with that report. Meanwhile, the Electoral Commission will meet all political parties at IPAC to address concerns about the electoral processes leading to the December general election. Now, in our Ghana Month series, we put a spotlight on the Kindempo waterfalls in the Bono East region, where 7 years ago, 20 revelers lost their lives. Management of the facility says the disaster, though painful, has increased the fortunes of the facility. Anessa Beat, my colleague, went back to the waterfalls where clean water still flows all year round.
Michael Lafake Delali is the site manager here. He takes us through when the Kintampo waterfall was first discovered as well as its source.
It was discovered in the 18th century by Nana Chirima, and through hunting he found out that this is the wonderful thing that God has given to Kintampo. Waterfall is in three stages. There is stage one, stage two, and stage three. I think post the disaster it really helped the place. I think that is what brought some of the major faces to come and look at the site. And I think the rehabilitation and the redevelopment, I think that brought the new stairs and a couple of structures and also made the administration a very functional administration.
In terms of visitations, Michael tells me there's been a massive improvement with the facility recording up to 26,000 visitations in the year 2023 compared to a figure of 22,000 in the year 2022.
Anessa Beat, my colleague with the Ghana Month series, and that's how we end the bulletin here on Joy FM. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Business is next on the Super Morning Show.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, and so should your loan rate. CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.9% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR car, 6.5% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.